Thursday evening, about 9:35, when the incident took place. And it was in one of our 64-bed men's dormitories. And all of our dormitories have open access to a rec yard. And in this case, these two people apparently had a rivalry out on the rec yard involving a basketball game. And so it all stems around some hard feelings over that, apparently. But the victim in the assault had left the rec yard, was in the dormitory. For some reason, got up off of his bunk, went through the door, and as soon as he entered the rec yard, the other inmate just started attacking him. And it led to some serious injuries. He broke his jaw, and that was why he was transported by EMS to the hospital. They did surgery and corrected the break, and he's now back in our facility. And the person that was attacked is under medical care in our part of the medical part of the jail, and then of course the person that attacked him, Adrian Monroe, has been charged with aggravated assault, and he's been moved to a segregation unit.
All protocol taken?
Yes, sir. You know, it was a surprise attack. None of the jail staff was aware of the situation, and we had an immediate response. In fact, we think that had we not, you know, interjected ourselves so quickly, that he might have been even more seriously injured. So, you know, we've certainly looked at the situation and analyzed it. And we believe our staff did everything they could in response to that quick response, and got appropriate medical care, and did all the things they were expected to do.
No other inmates became involved?
No. You know, it was just between the two of them. The rest of the inmates stood back and let us take care of business.
Have I missed anything?
You put over 600 people in a lockdown environment, you're going to have outbreaks occasionally. And this one certainly notable because of the serious injury that resulted from it. And, you know, we have a great staff here, and, you know, we do the best we can to monitor it, but we also have a very good disciplinary program for those that, you know, don't follow the rules. And in this case, not only is he receiving discipline within the jail, but he's also been charged with a criminal offense. So, you know, there are certainly consequences for that type of behavior.